Tennis superstar Novak Djokovic flew out of Australia on Sunday after a court upheld the government's decision to cancel his visa, capping days of drama over the country's COVID-19 entry rules and his unvaccinated status. The unanimous ruling by a three-judge federal court bench dealt a final blow to Djokovic's hopes of chasing a record 21st Grand Slam win at the Australian Open that starts on Monday, dismaying his family and supporters. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić has slammed the visa cancellation.
And then for 10 days they were tormenting, dare to say even torturing, because it was not only intellectual but physical torture against Novak Djokovic. And there was something else which was even worse, that was a witch's hunt organized against Novak Djokovic, which and that guy, just not to forget it, he won 9 times Australian Open title.
Djokovic had appealed against Immigration Minister Alex Hawke's use of discretionary powers to cancel his visa. The minister had said Djokovic could be a threat to public order because his presence would encourage anti-vaccination sentiment amidst Australia's worst coronavirus outbreak. I'm Tina Quinn and you're listening to SBS News.